Chapter 3. Samson put the bubble up on the roof and hit the siren, and we sped toward Georgetown. I noticed the light rain had finally stopped as I was punching in the number for Detective Bree Stone, my wife. Bree was testifying in court that day, and I hoped she'd... Bree answered, said, "Rock Creek, an accident?" "Murder," I said. "But FYI, Michael's just moved us to Georgetown. Two shooting victims. I'm afraid one is Tommy McGrath." There was a long, stunned silence before Bree choked out, "Oh, Jesus, Alex. I think I'm going to be sick." Exactly my response. "Anything I should know?" "About Tommy? I'm not sure. He and his wife separated a while back."
"Reasons?"
"We didn't talk about personal stuff, but I could tell he was quietly upset about it. And about the fact that the new job kept him from working cases. He said he missed the streets."
"I'll keep it all in mind, and I'll text you when we get on the scene."
"Thanks," she said. "I'm going to have a cry."
She hung up, and my stomach felt sour all over again because I knew how much Tom McGrath meant to her. McGrath had been D.C. Metro's controversial chief of detectives and our boss. But back when Bree was a junior grade detective and McGrath was still working cases, he had taken her under his wing and guided her, even served as her partner for a brief time. He'd mentored her as she rose in the ranks and was the one who'd recommended that she move to the major cases. As the COD, McGrath was a competent and fair administrator, I thought. He could be tough, and he played politics at times, the kind of cop who made enemies. One of his former partners even thought McGrath had turned on him, planting evidence and driving him from the force. As a detective, though, Tommy had keen instincts. He was also genuinely curious about people and a good listener. And as I drove across the city toward his death scene, I realized I would miss him a great deal. There were patrol cars with flashing blue lights, uniformed cops, and barriers closing off the 3200 block of Wisconsin Avenue. We parked down the street, and I took a moment to steel myself for what I was about to see and do. I've spent years as an investigator with the FBI and with DC.